It's 8:42 on a Wednesday morning. We have joining us right now by phone is Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison. Attorney General, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great to be with you. Thank you for the invitation.
We have the reason why, for our listeners, why we are contacting the Attorney General today is because of the current situation of Viking Terrace. You may have heard that Viking Terrace, the previous owners, have sold the property to a new company, a new owner. It's Lakeshore Management. They implemented some a new lease with the residents there, and that has caused some controversy and got the Attorney General involved with that. And let's start off by kind of getting the 40,000-foot view. Mr. Ellison, can you tell us what is kind of the trends going on nationally in mobile home parks? Because I'm sure Northfield is not alone in this.
Well, the most important thing and about mobile home parks is that the homes are, we call them that, but the homes are where they're going to be. So because of that, the structure of the legal rights of people who live there and the legal obligations of the people who own the land are different from an apartment, right? So in a what I'll call manufactured home park, which some people may refer to as mobile home, but it's not really mobile. Basically, the landlord owns the land, and they kind of sell you or maybe rent you the unit. But their requirements to care for the property the way that you would if you were in an apartment are a little different. And so, but it's not to say that these owners don't have obligations. In the mobile home space or the, you know, manufactured home space, it is a very attractive option for affordable housing if it's kept up and maintained well. If it's not kept up and maintained well, it's not a good spot. Now, in one of the trends that's happening is that more and more residents are buying the land that they live on from the owners. That is a very positive thing. I'm in favor of it. I wish we could write laws that made it much more attractive to owners to sell to the residents. On the other hand, another trend is you see more hedge funds and private equity buying up these spaces because they're lucrative. You can make a lot of money with fairly low investment by owning these properties. So the thing is that I urge residents to get organized, to complain, to make sure that they're in touch with their consumer advocates like me here in Minnesota. And so those are some of the basic trends going on in the industry right now. I can tell you that sometimes in the manufactured housing space, a very exorbitant interest rates are charged because it is considered to be a chattel, and that's just a legal term for movable property. But it's not really movable. So the difference between, say, a mortgage, which is, if you don't, it's a loan that the collateral is the object itself, right? Mm-hmm. In this situation, because the property is deemed to be movable when there is a loan on it, a lot of times those interest rates are much higher because of the associated risk with movable property. So there are a lot of things cooking when it relates to this, but at the end of the day, consumers, residents need to be in touch with their consumer advocates.
Once again, Attorney General Ellison is with us now. Let's talk about Lakeshore Management. This is a company that has purchased Viking Terrace here in Northfield, but they're not alone in Minnesota. There have been Lakeshore Management evidently has purchased a number of different manufactured home parks in Minnesota. Prior to your experience here in Northfield, have you had experience with Lakeshore? Have there been other complaints against them into your office?
Well, we get a lot of complaints. You know, we have, just so people know, that if you feel that you're not being treated fairly, you can call your attorney general. It's 651-296-1000. 3353. In answering your question, I'll say they were not what I would call a frequent flyer. There are some companies that we hear about all the time, and we spend a lot of time dealing with. This incident in Northfield pushed them up to the top of the list. Before that, we might have got calls from time to time, but they were not constant. They were not constantly being complained about by Minnesotans. So there you go.
You have a trip planned this coming Friday down here to Northfield to talk with some of the leaders, the resident leaders of Viking Terrace. Tell us a little bit about that and your intent on coming down.
Well, the main idea is to listen. You cannot advocate for people unless you understand their needs. So we're going to go. We're going to sit down. We're going to listen. We want to hear from local leaders. We're hoping the mayor can join us, maybe some city council members, Representative Todd Lippert, residents, and even community. And we're just going to talk about how to improve quality of life and protect the rights of folks who live in Viking Terrace. That's the overall goal and the mission. And the hopefully what we'll be able to do is increase the level of communication, be able to respond quicker to concerns. And one of my hopes, as I said before, is to try to get folks who live in manufactured housing to think about whether they could possibly buy the land that they live on. I mean, from the standpoint of the seller, it's a matter of money, right? If the price is right, why sell it to whoever you want. But what I think we should really look at structuring taxation laws and other things to increase the incentive for people to own the property that they live on. I can tell you that I have seen a number of these deals done, and in every single case, the residents' lives improve. Money goes from just leaving the manufacturing housing project area into investments in it. You know, I've seen manufactured housing communities get investments in like sewage and in drainage and in playgrounds and in speed bumps, so to stop people from driving too fast. Just really improve the quality of life for people. But it all kind of revolves around the ability to maintain and manage the space you live in. So when I was in Congress, I spent 12 years in the U.S. Congress, I introduced a lot of legislation on manufactured housing because, as I said earlier on, if well-maintained, it is a very attractive option. If poorly maintained, it's not. And sometimes, not all the time, you have absentee landlords who just don't maintain the property very, very well. You sometimes have owners who are trying to extract every single penny they can without investing. I'm not trying to make, you know, accusations against anyone. I will tell you, we did have to take enforcement action against Lakeshore, and they thankfully were compliant. But they're not alone, as you noted, this is a situation where we can really get more solid, quality, affordable housing for people if we pay more attention to how manufactured housing is managed. I think ultimately I'd like to see it get into the ownership hands of the residents.
Once again, Attorney General Keith Ellison is with us. We know you're pressed for time, so we'll let you go. But Attorney General, we'll look forward to having you to Northfield here and furthering the conversation there. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes and joining us today, and we'll see you on Friday.
See you at 6 p.m. on Friday.
6 o'clock. Thank you very much. Once again, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, he'll be here at 6 o'clock on Friday night talking with residents and leaders of Viking Terrace Manufactured Home Park. We've got one break to take. We'll come back and get a last look at news headlines with our news director, Rich Larson. That's coming up next.
If there is one thing we have learned over the previous few years, it's that we all do better together.